This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 4th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Humber, Thames, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, 50 miles west of Rockall, 1023, expected Seoul, 1017 by 1800 on Sunday. A new low expected Dogger, 1001 by the same time. Low, South Trafalgar, 990, moving away slowly eastwards. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. West Viking, northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. East Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, East 40s. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in East 40s. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. West 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight, north or northwest backing, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, sleet or snow, showers, good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and 4 later, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, north or northwest 3 to 5, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southwest, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Trafalgar, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then becoming northwesterly later, thundery rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Northwest Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first, showers, moderate or good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later, showers, then rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 4 in west fastnet, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, north or northeast 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then north 5 or 6 later, rain or wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, cyclonic 3 at first in southwest, otherwise northerly 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7, except in West Bailey, squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, north or northeast 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 in west. Snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north by east, 5, recent precipitation, 16 miles, 1017, now rising. Stornoway, northwest, 4, recent snow, 24 miles, 1015, now rising. Lerwick, north 6, recent precipitation, 30 miles, 1006, now falling. Wick Automatic, north northwest 6, recent precipitation, 14 miles, 1010, now falling. Aberdeen, northwest by west 5, heavy snow, 15 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Lucas, west northwest 4, 27 miles, 1012, steady. Boomer, west northwest 5, 24 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest 4, 1,010, rising slowly. Sandetti lighter vessel automatic, northwest 6, 11 miles, 1,011. Greenwich light vessel automatic, northwest by north 4, 11 miles, 1,014. St. Catherine's Point automatic, northwest 3, 1,015, rising slowly. Jersey, north by east 3, 24 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, north northwest 4, 11 miles, 1,017. Scilly automatic, north 3, 16 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest 4, 19 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Aberporth, northwest 6, recent precipitation, 22 miles, 1,016, now falling. Valley, northwest by north 4, 15 miles, 1,016, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, northeast 2, 11 miles, 1,014, now falling. Valentia, northeast by east 2, 22 miles, 1,022, now falling. Ronald's Way, north northwest 3, 22 miles, 1,015, steady. Malin Head, north by west 4, 11 miles, 1,018, falling more slowly. Macrihenish automatic, northwest 4, recent precipitation, 24 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, the strong, unstable and very cold north to northwesterly airflow will continue across the United Kingdom during the next 24 hours, with gales affecting northern and eastern areas at times. Wintry showers will affect most places, with squally snow showers continuing in the east and the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, squally snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later in north, squally snow showers, mainly in north and in far south, good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 at times later, squally snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, decreasing 4 at times later, squally sleet or snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, near northeastern Norfolk, decreasing 4 at times later. Squally sleet and snow showers near northeastern Norfolk, good, occasionally very poor, near northeastern Norfolk. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, near North Foreland, mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, north or northwest 3 to 5, wintry showers in west, good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in west, decreasing 3 at times in east. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. North or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 at times. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in Morecambe Bay and Solway Firth. wintry showers, mainly in west and south, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, wind north or northwest 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lough, north or northwest 4 to 6, sleet or snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in far north, sleet or snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardmerchan Point, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northwest 4 to 6 later, squally snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Charlotte Gallagher.
Despite the extraordinary circumstances of all of this, he will be treated just as any other criminal defendant.
Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, arrives in New York after his dramatic nighttime capture by the US military. Also,
we're going to have our very large United States oil companies, the biggest anywhere in the world, go in. Spend billions of dollars.
President Trump plans for the future and says the US will run Venezuela until there can be a safe transition. We ask what next for the country as its citizens look to a future without Maduro.
We do hope there will be justice. We've been through many years now of all these atrocities taking part of our daily lives.
And we'll get reaction from the region as Colombia sends its troops to the border.
Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. President Trump has said his administration intends to run Venezuela until a transition can be achieved. The surprise statement came in a news conference hours after US troops attacked the capital Caracas, detained the Venezuelan leader, Nicolas Maduro. Mr. Trump did not elaborate on how US control of the country of 30 million people would work. Tom Bateman is in Washington.
He also made no secret of the fact that one of his major objectives here is American access to Venezuela's oil. Now, that amounts to, I think, one of the biggest foreign policy gambles of his second term here. I was talking to a resident of Caracas earlier who supports the opposition there, who said she was celebrating when she heard that Mr. Maduro had been taken away, a moment of justice, she said, but was then deeply disappointed after she saw Mr. Trump speak. Concerns among the opposition there that this will be replacing Mr. Maduro with the will of the Trump administration.